It's time for Product Genius with Tiffany Krumen.
And greetings and salutations, everybody. It is, there they are. They are coming in droves to hear Product Genius. They're not here for me. They're not here for Steve and Julian, the slightly annoying co-host. No. They are here for Seth Gillen, but we're going to get to him in a second. They're actually here for Tiffany Krumens, she of Mom Genius and Product Genius. Tiffany Krumens, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, friend.
You know, when I say welcome back, it's like you've been gone, yeah. But you're here every time. Yep. You are Miss Dependable when it comes to Product Genius because it's your show.
Yes. I don't really have an option.
How is life in the product development and product-based business world?
Life is good. A product that the first product we developed at Mom Genius has just arrived, finally. It was at the port for quite some time, stuck.
Yeah, it was that ship that fell over in Savannah.
No, it wasn't in that one, but that probably did help with delaying it. Yeah. But yeah, so we're excited to get that launched.
And can we say
no, not yet.
Dadgummit. Sorry. Every month I come into the studio
and you know
so
what
excited.
Really sucks is it's going to have such a dull release after all this upbuild. Like, what is it?
It's the log.
Yeah. It's like a pet rock or something. Yeah.
It's that old Ren and Stimpy cartoon commercial. Log rolls downstairs, a loner in pairs, roll over your neighbor's dog. Speaking of Ren and Stimpy, happy to welcome Seth Gillen to the studio. Seth, you idiot. No, Seth, welcome to the studio, Fulfillment Strategies International. How is life in the third-party logistics world?
Busy.
So during COVID, one of the coolest things, and I don't mind going back and say, I know we're not supposed to talk about COVID because it was this horrible thing, but Amazon would not ship for small product-based businesses. You guys never stopped, and it's caused you to grow, and you're still rocking and rolling.
We are. Yeah. We're filling up the space as you guys
got
to see during our 25th anniversary celebration. So yeah, just signed a new account here, a local large account that we're going to.
Can you share?
Fantastic.
Dadgummit.
Not yet.
I cannot get a break on this show.
How about you share some of your investment information with
Absolutely. I predict volatility in the market. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Please read prospectus carefully and consult a financial professional, namely me. But anyway, yeah. People don't listen to this show to get investment ideas. Although they should call me, but I'm an independent financial advisor. I can't tell you my firm because compliance won't let me, but you can search my name and search my website. But that's not why we're here. We are thrilled to welcome because Seth, FSI, you guys have partnered with us for a long time and you are the power behind the small business spotlight that we are going to shine on a small business this morning.
Yeah, a great opportunity for us as well, I think. So
absolutely. Excited
to hear more about it.
Yeah, so let's welcome onto the show Dana Watts. Dana is with Happy Jack Floats. Dana, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Now, I apologize ahead of time because you're 3 minutes into the show and you're probably going, what have I gotten myself into?
No, it's entertaining.
Thank you very much. But you're already on the show, so you don't need to, you don't need to kiss up too bad to the slightly annoying co-host.
Okay.
I'm just very excited. Spring is here. We're getting near summer. And what a great show to do with a company like yours, Happy Jack Float. For those people who haven't yet gone to the website or haven't Googled Happy Jack Float, they should do that. But first, they should hear this great description from you as the inventor and owner of Happy Jack Floats. What exactly is the Happy Jack Float?
Happy Jack Float is a one-of-a-kind, non-inflatable, lightweight foam pool float. You grab and go. It looks like, we've been told, it looks like a guitar or a spatula with a big smiley face. And it's very functional. We call it the most multifunctional pool float on the market.
I like it. Now, when somebody hears that description, they're thinking, oh, like a pool noodle. So I think the best second question to ask would be, what makes Happy Jack Float like 17 steps better than your good old fashioned pool noodle?
First of all, yes, it'll hold you up and it's got substance and the face is great back support. And you can float forward on it. The eyes double as cup holders. Mm-hmm. The mouth will hold your beach towel. But in the water, yeah, it's so much more than a pool noodle. It actually, you can lay out on it. It's really very functional.
So it's actually able to support your whole weight as one piece. And you can lay on it because that thing that you said that looks like a spatula with a smiley face on it has enough width to it to kind of help for your back, or if you're kind of straddling it and sitting on it, or I mean, multiple ways to float with and make you happy. And you don't even have to be named Jack.
So.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
I like it. Okay. So, so I know we'll ask this at the end, but obviously anybody can just Google Happy Jack Float, and you guys have your own website. I believe you're also available if I think, tell me if I'm wrong, but if I go look online and search Happy Jack Float, it will take me to a website called islandbeachgear.com. Is that, am I speaking out of turn?
Island Beach Gear actually ordered our float to sell in their store. Oh. And then they wanted to put it on their online store as well, which we allowed. But if you go to happyjackfloat.com, that'll take you straight into my website and you can purchase right there with a click of a button.
Oh, there you go. So go to happyjackfloat.com. But you can also go to other websites too. And speaking of that, the other website of Island Beach Gear, that also leads to another quick conversation here, but maybe it's not that quick. You guys are just starting to roll out into some stores. Talk a little bit about, and I finally got a break here. I finally got some big news because Tiffany wouldn't give me any and Seth couldn't give me any. So I think Dana Watts from Happy Jack Floats is going to give me a little news about a major store you guys are available.
Yeah, tell us more about the actual program that you're under at Walmart, not the fact that you're just in
the
store.
You just gave away the store.
I'd love Dana, for our listeners to hear, you know, how that worked for you, how long of a process it was.
Okay, Dana, hang on. Hang on.
That's such a good teaser.
Dana, can you hang on a second? I apologize. I'm gonna have to talk. I have to have a little show meeting with Tiffany on the air. So can you hang on like 60 seconds?
Okay.
Can you do that? Okay. Tiffany, I had set her up to deliver this beautiful story and this wonderful news of how she's going to be in Walmart. You walked right over my question.
I was afraid she was going to get so excited about it's in this many we'll stores, get to this it. Is the region that we wouldn't hear about the program.
We'll get to it. Okay, there's nobody coming in the studio after us right after this. We got time. Just relax.
I'm straight to the business side of it.
I love this.
Okay. You're listening to Product Genius with Tiffany Krumans and soon to be the ex slightly annoying Stephen Julian. I just scolded her on the air. All right, let's get to the most important thing, which is our guest, Dana. Okay, so Dana, before you get into the program, you are now available in Walmart, right?
You aren't, but Happy Jack Floats are. Hey, I had to give it back. Even Jody made a face like, what? She's available.
Happy Jack Floats is available. Okay. Now, you got into Walmart through this fantastic program, or maybe it's a little bit of a scary program. So tell everybody how that happened.
Literally, when I got my first yellow colored float in, our prototypes was white. I took it and drove 3 hours and 45 minutes and met with a beach manager. And he said, girl, you've got a winner. You've just got to go through some steps and get in. And I worked diligently for almost a year got what I needed to get in, my vendor number. And they allowed me to come in on an entry level to be, you know, to seasonal pool float. So I was eligible to go in for the beach buying program. And from that, I loaded up floats and I visited Walmart's myself and went in and talked to managers and got POs, purchase orders, and left from there. And then from that point, I had some reps start calling me. And I had one call me this morning. I got you in another Walmart. So from Mississippi to Alabama to the Panhandle of Florida, and now I'm branching on down into Florida, we're in those Walmarts, and we've just expanded into the Texas Walmarts.
So as an outsider who's not been involved in that line of work and might get lost in the jargon or the story, how does that actually start? Like, how do you get that first appointment?
I may have done it a little unorthodox, but I just went in and asked, can I speak to a manager? He actually wasn't there. And then I called and asked him, I said, I have something you really need to see. He said, be in here next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. So I met with a manager and he said, there's steps you have to go to. I got online and you apply for a vendor number and you go through those steps and they ask you sorts of questions. And I just wanted feedback from a manager
who I like was it.
supposed to be an expertise in the beach buy-in, and I wanted an honest opinion. And that's what I asked him. If you don't do anything else today, be honest with me. Mm-hmm. And he said, I love it, and I think it will do great in Walmart. You have to get your vendor number and go through the steps to be an approved vendor and sell this.
So when you say to a manager, you drove to a particular Walmart in an area that is going to be big in beach apparel and beach merchandise. And so you went to an individual store manager. So, and Tiffany, we've heard stories like this before. And,
yep. And it's not very common, but it's a fantastic way to get into big retail because she's grown at the right pace. She is going through each store by store. She knows all of her numbers. She probably knows exactly what she's selling through at each store. And she's growing at a small and slow pace versus going in and meeting with a buyer over the nation. And right. Walmart, actually, you know, I've got to give them a ton of credit. People say that Walmart kills small business. This is the way that they're doing it right.
Yeah.
They let their store managers do this type of thing, and not all stores do.
Right.
A Kroger would never let you do this.
Right.
A Publix would never let you do this in a grocery store. Walmart gives that freedom at times for these managers to, you know, fit people in. And it's huge. I mean, look for her. She's going to grow at the right pace and kind of, you know, span out across the country and grow at a reasonable pace that she can afford to do versus investing hundreds of thousands of dollars to go into every store in Walmart, not do well, and then fail.
Dana, how long of a process has this been from that first meeting till now? How far in are we at this point?
We're right, probably 13 months okay. from the very first get-go, maybe 14 months now. But Tiffany just said a mouthful. At first, I was like, oh, the beach buying program. I want to go everywhere. Mm-hmm. Looking, flipping back. No, I would not.
Yeah. So, Absolutely. So in that 13 months, you started at this one store and then that opened up a few other doors to a few other stores. So it's kind of been this trickle effect is one way, or just kind of natural organic growth of store to store, region to region kind of thing.
It has been,
okay.
You know, this manager who was, I found out was excellent in the beach area, and he does a well store. And that's why I wanted his opinion. And I asked him, you know, anything you can do to help me, I want to get in, but I want to do it right.
And this growth is so good for the small business and for Walmart. Now it's a little more work for Walmart because then you've got to have, like she did, that manager that believes in her product and then wants to help her kind of move into each one and go slowly. You don't always find that. I mean, you're going to have to do some real digging to find the managers willing to do that.
And let me clarify something on your story. So he was after you had that first meeting, or you have the meeting and it's going well, mm-hmm. and it looks like you're going to get started. You also took responsibility to start visiting other stores, and now you got your foot in the door. Now you know the process. Now you know how to ask. Now you know where to go, what to look for. So you said you had some of those. How, as you look at your growth 13 months in, how many more stores were because you personally went and visited, and how many were there other stores that the manager knows another manager, or somebody just kind of noticed, oh, wow, that'd be a good product in my store. How much of that was natural and how much of that was you knocking on doors?
I knocked on 10 Walmart doors, which don't sound like a lot, but when you're going and you're meeting these and this one's 30 minutes away and that manager just left for lunch, it's, you know, it was a couple of days doing that, and that got me in, and then I've kept a relationship with them, and then in the meantime, you know, other people saw it, or a rep was in there and saw it and called me. It was like, and asked me, can I do this for you? I want to do this for you. And it just brought to my memory, now North Carolina, we're up in that Walmart area from help. Yes, I couldn't have done this all on my own, but I did everything I could within, you know, reach on my own to try to get in, and literally not knowing, just knowing I had a great product, it needed to be in their store. And when they saw it, it was the same thing. Oh my goodness, I've never seen this. We love it.
So has Walmart asked for, as far as store goes, exclusivity? Is that something that they can ask for, or is it available to go to other stores in the future as you continue to grow this?
It is. They have not asked for that.
Okay. They really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only person that has asked for that was a chain of a beach souvenir shop.
Okay.
And that was in 2020.
Huh. Interesting. So we're speaking with Dana Watts. She is the inventor and owner of Happy Jack Floats. And we just heard a great story that I hope all of our listeners, especially those trying to get into stores or expand their stores, We all want to think of Tiffany's story of Shark Tank, you know, and that's going to just open up all these doors. Sometimes a lot of times it's good old fashioned hard work. It's sales. It's going out, knocking on doors, trying to get in front of the right person.
Importantly, it's growing at a sustainable rate that, you know, if I had to compare my story to hers, I would pick Dana's route every single day over mine. You know, I was on Shark Tank and got that exposure and went into every single CVS store, and Barbara and I thought that was fantastic, and it was horrific. You know, we couldn't keep up. We didn't know what was happening in the stores. It wasn't out in most of the stores. We had no control over the growth, whereas she has done it the right way. And it may seem a little more painful in the beginning. She may, you know, most entrepreneurs do get a little too excited and want to run past the stage she's in, but she is brilliant for staying right where she is and growing at the pace that she's growing.
Dana, she said you're brilliant.
Hey,
she is.
I don't know what to say.
She's walking the roadmap that I would give to an entrepreneur. If I told him to do it, this is what she's doing.
But you're so right. And I got excited in the beginning. I want to go to Walmart before I went in all these pool stores and mom and pop and the beach stores and a small chain. And I was like, oh, man. But looking back, you were so right. You've got to do the crawl before you walk.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tiffany, the only good thing about your route was you now have a podcast and you're
and
co-host and the easiest podcaster to work with to produce your shows. But anyway, that's off the track. So Dana, let me ask you this. We kind of started with the business lesson, but let me kind of circle back. And one of the things that I always love to hear on these shows is the story of how this kind of got started. Because there's a very interesting backstory and thankfully a happy ending backstory. So talk a little bit about where Happy Jack Float came from.
Well, if I can get through this, we had our oldest grandson, who had just graduated from kindergarten, had a traumatic brain injury. He was on a tree swing. We have a cabin in Mississippi, and it's a lot of acreage. And he was on a rope swing that has been there for 30-something years, and he was on it, and he wanted to swing one more time. So my son-in-law, Jonathan, his dad, pushed him, and as he was swinging, he slipped and fell off and hit stones under the big oak tree. Immediately, you know, was unresponsive without getting into gory details, a lot of blood. And in a rural area, we didn't have a lot of cell phone service, but the main house up the road, Jonathan put him on a four-wheeler, an ATV, and drove there, called 911, and they gave him like 30 minutes to live and told us he wouldn't make it to the hospital.
Wow.
And from there, he went to Macomb. He was air med to Jackson, and they told us there's no way he would make the helicopter ride. We all flew in the vehicles to Jackson. And let us say our goodbyes, basically, and stayed in a coma for 3 weeks and just non-responsive. Stayed in the hospital 3 months, but after he did start coming out of the coma, you know, they told us at best he would just lay there and breathe. Nothing. We've never been through anything like this, you know. And he come out and has been through years of therapy, and to fast forward, his mind is right. He is left with some disabilities. Yes, and he's doing great. He is the happiest little guy you would ever meet. He walked over. They live next door to us. And he walked over one Sunday evening, and me and my husband was in the pool, and he jumped in the pool with us. And we all love the water, and he has always just loved the water. And he was fighting with a traditional raft. And my husband looked at me. He said, "There's got to be something better." I mean, he said, "This is ridiculous." He literally got out of the pool, went to a local little store right up the road and tried to find a float. And he come back and he zip tied a bunch of foam noodles together, cut a shape. And Logan was like, this is so nice, Papa. Thank you so much. Anyway, I thought, well, my word, I've never seen anything like this. It looks like a spatula. So it quickly became the go-to float in our pool. I ordered a sheet of foam that next Monday morning, and we went to cutting exactly what we had made. And he lit up. He was so happy. We were all happy. We cut a happy face in it. Yes. I called, hours that day, every day that week. I called hours and hours trying to find manufacturing. What kind of foam? Doing this. Mm-hmm. Found a guy, said, "Look, you drive 2 hours, I drive 2 hours, and let's meet. So we did. He had a fit over it. We saw a patent attorney. He was like, you got to use these eyes as cup holders. One thing led to another. We was issued our patent in less than a year. It all fell into place. It became the go-to float. And, you know, shame on me. At first, I wouldn't share my story because I thought people's going to think I want sympathy. You're going to try to use this to sell a product.
Oh, no.
And I was some big imposter or something. And I felt that way. And I had a girl that I went to school with literally come to our home, knock on our door. Her daughter had gotten a wreck. And she said, she had tears flowing down her face. She went, you share this story. You tell this story. I'm telling it in the community. You tell the story. And it's our story. And we call it our tragedy to triumph.
Yep.
And Logan's doing so good. And he's so, we're just so thankful. We never planned on any of this. We literally wanted to solve a problem for him.
Wow. What a beautiful story.
Yeah, man, that's remarkable.
That's awesome.
Was the goal with the back part to actually make a back support for him? Is that why your husband did that?
It is, yes. And for himself, I mean, he's 55, I'm 53. And he was like, Dana, even the back support, we have a 72-year-old lady that has thanked us for the back support. And that it weighs 8 ounces. Nobody's got to huff and puff and blow it up.
Yeah.
A 2-year-old can hold it. We have a picture of our 2-year-old grandbaby holding it.
Is the shipping a nightmare on that product? Or how do you get it shipped to an individual?
Yes, but through our website, we get great freight rates.
Not as great as it would be at FSI.
Oh, Tiffany just redeemed herself. That was awesome.
There you go.
And yes. That's
a conversation that'll happen off air. Yeah, we won't do that in front of our audience. We'll keep telling the story. Man, Dana, what a great story. Okay, so allow me. So I'm the slightly annoying co-host, and that is not just a gimmick. I live my gimmick, and I'm the one who asks the slightly annoying questions. So, as Tiffany has a pistachio that we all just heard in the background on the show.
I'm pregnant. Lay off.
Oh, now that's the news.
Yes, there so, you go. I heard right. something on the air.
All right.
Here we go. Water. What could happen one day?
Oh, my goodness. Dana, let me ask this question. Here's the slightly annoying question. The wonderful story of tragedy to triumph is about your grandson, Logan, but it's called Happy Jack Float. So where does Jack come from?
Okay. It was Happy Float. And I come up with the name. He was happy. We were happy. It was Tears of Joy. And the patent attorney said, look, you got to have another name in there. And I was like, Happy Logan. Happy Logan. Just don't know.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, Jack. Happy yeah. Jack.
And
happy
the patent Jack. Attorney I love it.
That might be meant to be my son's name, Jack. Let's roll with Jack.
Okay,
there it is. We have a lot of people say, who's Jack in y'all's family? Nobody other than Happy Jack. We feel like it's part of the family now.
So I think everybody who buys one of these should just get out a permanent magic marker and decide to name it whatever they want. It can be, you know, Happy Seth, Happy Tiffany.
Kind of like Wilson on that movie.
Yeah, exactly. Wilson. There you go.
Would have had someone, yes, from Arkansas do that. A retired man rides him around in his boat and takes pictures.
I love it. That's
what
awesome.
A life, huh? I want to be at that stage of life.
Yeah, right.
And if I can get into the practicality of how the Happy Jack Float works again real quick, the two eyes are perfect for, I would imagine, 12-ounce cans and or a typical glass, correct?
Yes, and the solo cups,
okay.
the foam cups. No resort or most pools don't like glass, so okay. Nothing in a thin ultra bottle or anything like that unless you put it in a koozie. So we did it for, cans and cups and foam cups, and it's a wide variety that it will actually hold.
So any of my professional wrestling fans out there who are Street Profit fans, they want the smoke. They can put their solo cup right in their Happy Jack Float. I like it. And then the cool part is the smiley, the smile on the face. You said that somebody can slide a towel through it. So here, as you're coming to and from the pool, you got something to put your towel through. And so you just carry both of them together very easily.
Mm-hmm. Very easily. You can sit on it. Because it don't give. It's 2 inches thick. It's laminated. Foam. It's laminated together with heat. No glue or chemicals. So you can. It makes a neat seat by the pool. And you just, yeah, you get it and go. And even we've had people stop us, like on vacation in a lazy river. You can sit facing forward and actually lean your arms mm-hmm. on the face part while your cup is in it and mm-hmm. float all through the river. So,
and is it made here in the U.S.?
Yeah, it is. Everything is in the U.S.
Fantastic.
Come on.
Love it.
The story can't. Okay.
Foam. How can... And I've had it lead. Look, I've had the foam tested. It's lead free. I've tried. I wanted to cover every base I could.
I don't know. I don't know what else you can say to make this story any better, Dana. Should
the
we just
the USA piece is fantastic?
Yeah, exactly. That's that was so like cool. That's like the icing on top of the Happy Jack Float Fest.
It is. It's all everything is here.
Speaking of which, you could have. So you're on the lazy river. You're leaning forward with your cup in the eyes, and then you put a little icing or you know or whipped cream on top, and you know a little cherry, and you're eating that as you're drinking your drink, man.
Yes.
All right. I know what I'm doing this summer.
Dana,
I'm going to get a Happy Jack float.
I love your growth story, how the company has really grown, and I think a lot of people are going to learn from it.
So are there more colors coming soon? Is there what's around? I can't believe you can top this story, but I do have to ask, is there anything around the corner? Are you working on any further developments of the product?
A female version.
Happy Jill.
Happy Jill.
I like it.
Kind of like Scrub Daddy, has Scrub Mama.
Yeah.
Yes. Listen, speaking of that, we have had people message us, is this a giant Scrub Daddy? Mm-hmm. So much to where I reached out to Scrub Daddy and let them know any way, shape, or form did we copy. And they said, no, we wish y'all the best. Sent me a box full of goodies.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
That's awesome.
Fantastic people. Aaron I really great.
That's awesome.
But no, we are expanding, hopefully, within the next year to another color, yes. And we have a couple more things. Let's just say up our sleeve, yes.
Yeah. It would be cute to see a little hair coming off of it, you know, for the female version.
Well, listen.
We do have some other things we're working on.
Well, you already broke. You already gave me my breaking news by talking about the Walmart story. So it was asking too much to say if you had any other things to break. But when you're ready to really shock the world with the next little development in Happy Jack and his fiance Happy Jill that's pink or something like that, then you know you can come back on the show and break it here. We would appreciate it. Dana Watts with Happy Jack Floats. One more time, tell everybody where they can go online, because we know they can go to certain Walmarts in certain parts of the country and hopefully all of them soon. But where can they go online to order?
They can go to happyjackfloat.com. And also, as of 2 months ago, we're on Amazon. So they can be purchased on Amazon as well as us directly on our website.
Fantastic. Dana.
And we are in scattered stores as well. Before I got into Walmart, I took the float and door knocked as well on all the pool stores, you know, in my surrounding areas, campgrounds.
You want to give any shout outs to some of the, especially the mom and pops and the smaller chains that really helped you kind of get this off the ground?
All our local pool stores. Yep. Yes. So I can't think of their names. That's right, all right. Off the bat. Even Stein Lumber,
yep.
They're like a small Home Depot, and they have a small chain in Alvin's Island, all of them, for love believing it in us and you know, telling us yes.
And in fact, everybody who's listening who's got a pool in their backyard has got a local pool store. You need to get your pool store connected with Happy Jack Float, and maybe Dana will give you a discount or possibly one yes. free if you get them shelf space in their local pool store. Tiffany, yeah, I think you
Paradise
have one.
Pools.
There it you go. Him.
Dana, I was going to ask, do you guys have a store locator on your website?
No, but that's, we did it one time and we don't, but thank you. That would probably
if it's Shopify, answer. I don't know if your store is on Shopify.
It is.
Okay,
it
great.
Is.
There's an app. There's a few apps actually that you could use for that. And you basically just get your stores from Walmart, get their locations, get your stores from all these little stores, all these mom and pop stores. And all mm-hmm. you do is load them into this app, and then people will be able to go right to your website, put in their zip and find the closest store. It's not thank as hard you. As you think.
That was that, such good advice. You can have another pistachio on the air. If you like.
No, but I mean, really, people don't always go
idea.
Out of the way, yeah. you know, to find it. If they
no,
think,
right.
oh, it's in Florida, but is it, you know, is it near me? You really want them to be able to find
yeah,
it quickly.
And the focus on the beach, too. I mean, I'm heading to the lake this weekend. I want one for the lake.
Well, there mm-hmm. you
there's
go.
There's marinas all over yeah. the place you could tap into. Community.
If only you could help her logistically get something to you quickly. I don't know. We'll have to, all right. Okay. Enough.
Yes.
We're doing so much business on the air today. We need to go have some fun in the pool. So, Dana Watts, Happy Jack Floats. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank y'all tremendously. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody go to happyjackfloat.com. Everybody go to the local pool store. Tell them they need to carry Happy Jack Float. Everybody check your Walmart. If they don't have Happy Jack Float, tell them they need to have Happy Jack Float. We are going to just make this a household name. So thank you to Dana for being on the show. Okay, Seth, I bring it back to you because you are the partner that stands behind this show and that works the spotlight. Man, good spotlight today.
That was good.
Holy
I enjoyed
cow.
That.
Man.
Good conversation and such a... I think what I pulled out of that the most is the unconventional way she went into Walmart, mm-hmm. because that's not the way most people approach them.
So
most everybody goes through Bentonville, through their headquarters.
Yeah, they have stars in their eyes, and they'd rather go in, like you said, to the big one and meet with the store buyer over the whole nation. And she said, no, I'm going
to. They want to go to a national convention and talk to them. And so I really identified with that story because I started mm-hmm. my career with a firm in the financial services industry that encouraged their people to go in your local community and just go business to business, door to, and they literally said door to door. And everybody would say, how can you do that? Mm-hmm. And I would go, it's incredibly inefficient, but it's effective because that way of doing business has completely gone by the wayside. Mm-hmm. So if you want to differentiate yourself and be different, go in and make face-to-face contact with people. Start to build relationships. You'll be completely different from the influencers mm-hmm. and the I'm going to do social media stuff. Not that you don't do that, mm-hmm. but if you do that, you're going to stand out.
And the feedback I'm sure you get from that approach is priceless. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And no, I mean, there's tough times, right? Sure. Of course, I'm sure she faced rejection. Sure. I'm sure she didn't go 10 for 10, but to be,
you probably don't get that using a buyer.
Exactly. Right. You don't get anything if you've emailed,
whether it be good or bad.
Right. Exactly. And for her and that probably separated herself from people mm-hmm. is the manager goes, oh, here's this lady who actually wants my opinion.
Right.
And that manager had a great opinion because they manage the store. They
and what I heard is
for.
She did the work after. He said, you have to become a vendor. And that is not an easy process with Walmart. Yeah. She went down that path and she executed, whereas most people drop the ball with that. And they think the buyer's going to do it for them. And there's a lot of work to be done to become a vendor.
All right. I want everybody who's listening to this show first of all, we're going to help Happy Jack Float get nationwide because that is a worthy story and what a great business owner and what a great story. But everyone owes us $5 because I think there was at least $5 worth of advice on this show. But you don't have to send it to us. Pay it forward to somebody else who needs it. Maybe double it with your own $5 and do something nice for somebody. But man, what a profitable show today. What a great lesson. Other than Tiffany eating pistachios on the air just for fun.
Sharing
okay.
breaking news before I was supposed to.
No, you just walked over a great tease. All right, Seth, for those people who want to take their business out of their garage in their bonus room and want to get their life back, or they just want to take their logistics to the next level, how do they get in touch with you guys?
FSI3PL.com. Hit us up on that. There's a way to request info there. It comes directly to me. You can reach me directly at Seth G. That's SETHG at FSI3PL.com.
Number three. The numeral
that was the best
three.
Move you guys ever made. Yeah, it's shorter than that website. Fulfillment Strategies International.
All right. And Tiffany, when are we going to hear about this mundane product that's going to change the world?
Next episode, I think.
Really?
Yeah, next month.
Next month.
Because it's here. We're just working out some kinks. So.
All right. And for those people who want to know more about you, then go to TiffanyKrumans.com.
Yes.
By the way, are you still doing the little online course for product development?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
So I've got a course on there where people can kind of see a broad view of product development and distribution. They can see what they're getting into, basically, start to finish. From a drawing of a prototype all the way up through licensing or being acquired.
Sure this course costs $999.
No, I think I have it on there for like $120 right now.
Okay.
They could do that, but they could also do a consulting package that I'm doing right now, consulting and course, where I encourage them to actually do the course and then consult with me after. I've had some fantastic calls on that. One lady actually continued to hire me from that. She wanted to continue working together and doing different parts of her business. And she's willing to pay for my time. And I finally learned to charge for it. So
go to TiffanyKrumans.com to learn more about that. Of course, we always appreciate you listening to our podcast. It will always remain free, even though I just asked you for $5. But really, I told you to give it to somebody else. So for Seth and for Tiffany and JodySmith.com, Jody, the easiest podcaster in the history of the world to work with, this is Stephen Julian, your slightly annoying co-host, saying we'll catch you next time on Product Genius.